flows fantasy, imagination, archetypes, diversity, inclusion, honesty, roots, traditions, and modernity. Welcome to this episode of Design Dreams by Moi. My name is Antonio Arico, and I'm a designer from Southern Italy. I like to travel between the worlds of simplicity and the world of ornament and complexity. I am all about eclecticism, mixing extremes and mixing the idea of pure and simple materials with luxurious and precious ones. To unlock my creativity, I have to be alone and have to lose my perception of time. It's when I'm able to lose the perception of time that I'm really able to express myself. I meet, paint, dance, swim, sleep, eat and connect. I study what is written and I listen to my instinct. I barely observe with the curiosity, craziness, novelty and independence. Beauty is something complex, personal, and deeply connected to how you communicate. To me, it's not about the objective beauty of the thing. It's about how you talk about it, capture it in a photo, changing its perception, change its meaning for us. That's beauty. I want to be remembered as the designer who broke the boundaries between cultural heritage and status in the design in Italy. Milan, which is in the north, invented the design and, let's say, the culture. And it was a really beautiful historic moment for Italy and for Milan. When I started to work in this field, designers from the south of Italy were hiding their origins because maybe it was seen to be unfancy or uncool in the design system. Design is everything and everywhere. Even if you take a boat to go to Sicily and you eat arancino, that for me is an icon of design. To be me is to be free. Free from everything. When I was younger, I was really curious to know all about the world of design, the entourage of the people, of the design system, and everything. But now, what I really like is to escape. To escape, but at the same time to be in it. To bring the purity of my heritage in southern Italy, together with the fashion and the complexity and glamour of Milan, where everything looks so sophisticated and so well presented. The result is something that is always changing. An eclectic evolution going through me. I couldn't do this work if I knew that I couldn't fail. I need the energy of the feeling that it might not work out. Because when you fail, that's when you search to make it better. That's where you make your discoveries. That's where you evolve. If I knew I couldn't fail, then I wouldn't start. If I could travel in time, I would go back to the classical Greek era. Everything is connected to this most beautiful period in history. For me, the idea of mythical stories and gods, the beautiful naked bodies and the rituals and the sun and the sea, it's something that looks like a dream. The first painting that was really fascinating to me and in a way shocked me was The Yellow Cow by Franz Marc. I saw it for the first time when I was studying the history of art at school. It's from the early 1900s, and it's one of the first paintings that was breaking the rules and connecting deeply to the idea of fantasy and imagination. Looking at this joyful animal jumping with its bright eyes, it was something so different from what I had seen until then. Something that changed my point of view of art and history. A life extraordinary, to me, is the idea of a trip. A beautiful, imaginative journey inside my fantasy that brings me close to happiness. I helped to bring the change as the first designer to bring Southern Italy to the North. Thank you for listening to Design Dreams by Moi. If you enjoyed this episode, follow Design Dreams by Moi on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. Ciao.